Boy, oh boy, this is Mistress Brighton. Welcome to the Halloween Blog Train. Your last stop on the Halloween Blog Train was Mistress Audrey with SPH Monsters Ball Invite. And now, it's time for a little story about why you should be careful poking around the Mistress Mansion during Halloween, and especially during the Monsters Ball. The Haunted Powder Room is the name of this story, and if you missed any posts, please start with Mistress Cassidy. You can read The Haunted Powder Room at Monsters Ball on EnchantrixTees.com. Drip, drip, drip. He had managed to escape to the restroom for just a moment, so overwhelmed by the rush of mistresses all decked out in gorgeous ball gowns. Some had submissives kneeling at their feet, and there were a few sissies in satin party dresses flitting to and fro, mingling with the other guests. But he was nervous. Every year the mansion had a lavish Halloween ball, and every year strange things happened to the male guests. There were rumors of disappearances. The guests who survived the Halloween ball, some went mad. Others refused to speak of what they saw. But he had taken a chance. He was submissive and in search of the perfect sadistic femdom. And he knew if he survived tonight, oh, he was certain he'd find her, if he could calm his nerves. The man relieved himself and splashed water on his face. The bathroom he was in had a powder room connected to it and was on the second floor, where he wasn't supposed to be. It was the quietest area of the mansion and no other guests or mistresses around, and he'd snuck up there to collect himself before he mingled. Of course, he had also wanted to explore the mansion owned by one of the curators of the Locktober Museum and a fellow dominatrix herself. He knew there would be trouble if one of them found him up here. So after another splash of cold water, he turned off the faucet and straightened up in the mirror. Drip, drip, drip. That's when he heard the annoying dripping sound. It was not coming from the sink, and so he looked around to see where the drip was coming from. Drip, drip, drip. As he looked around the bathroom, the dripping seemed to get further away. He looked towards the door that led to the powder room. The sound got louder, and he realized that that's where it was coming from. Even though, when he'd peeked before, there were no sinks or showers in that room, only a vanity table, some chaise lounges, and plush chairs. A nice, comfortable room for a mistress to relax and get ready. Frowning, he opened the door again and looked in. Drip, drip, drip. Walking in and looking around, he still saw no water, not even a pitcher. He stepped inside the powder room and heard a lock click behind him. Fear flooded his body. He jumped, turning around. He hadn't heard anyone come in or any voices. He reached for the doorknob and pulled his hand away with a shriek. The door was burning hot. "Hello? Is someone there?" he said. Drip, drip, drip. Trying to keep his composure, he started talking to himself. "It's fine, it's fine. Someone's just playing a Halloween prank. It's nothing. I'm just going to snap out of it and march myself downstairs and have a drink at the Cocktoberfest cocktail bar." He took a deep breath and reached for the door again, this time testing it with the sleeve of his jacket. The doorknob was no longer hot, but when he tried the door, it was locked. He pulled and tugged and turned, but the door wouldn't give. Turning nervously, he looked around the room and saw only one window with the curtains drawn. He rushed over, yanking the curtains open, only to find that the window was a dummy, just there for decoration, with a wall behind the glass. Then he heard the dripping again, this time louder and coming from directly behind him. Drip, drip, drip. At first, he saw nothing. Nothing on the floor in front of him, but the dripping persisted. Then he looked up. Drip, drip, plop. Something cold and viscous splattered onto his face. When he reached up to wipe it away, his hand pulled away a dark, sticky goo that resembled molasses. Sniffing his fingers, he smelled the scent of maple syrup. Suddenly, the room was filled with the aroma of fresh, baked goods. Drip, drip, plop, drip. Another splash on his forehead that dripped down his nose. The scent of strawberry syrup filled his nostrils. Startled, he looked up, and what he saw above him turned his face white as a sheet. Drip, 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 plop. Hovering over him and hanging from the ceiling was a woman, or at least what appeared to be a woman. She was naked, covered in what he guessed was whatever had dripped onto his face. Her hair was dark and wet, with sticky strands clinging to her face. Her mouth was filled with razor-sharp teeth. Her lips spread into a feral smile, eyes completely black and shiny. Tilting her head, her smile faded. His upper lip quivered in fear, frozen in place, too terrified by what he saw to move. She opened her mouth as wide as it would go, and then wider, and wider, and wider. A reddish fluid oozing from her open mouth, which was now half the size of her head. The dripping turned into a slow trickle. Sticky syrup drizzling over his head, onto his suit and shoes, and all over the floor, pooling around his feet. The woman dropped suddenly from the ceiling, hurtling toward him, and he screamed. All at once, the dripping came to a stop. Oh dear, I wonder what the sticky syrup lady did to him. I have a few ideas, but would you like to find out what happened? Too bad. You're gonna have to either call me or wait until the end of the month for part two. If you like this story and want to tell me all your naughty splashing phone sex fantasies, call me at 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Mistress Brighton. Please remain in your seat and get ready for your next stop, Mistress Becky.